until midnight, didn't we? Thank God. There you are. I'm freezing out here. What took you so long? It was rhetorical, sweetheart. I really don't need to hear your excuse. If you must know, I insist on meeting in the park because I thought we would be inconspicuous out here. The only people out here at this time of night are frisky teenagers. You can imagine the strange looks I got waiting here in the gazebo. But they have better things to think about than little old me. A plain-looking, middle-aged man with a weird accent. If they'd care to strike up a conversation with me. You weren't followed, were you? Good. Please sit down here on this wooden bench. You can act like any married woman meeting her lover in the park or something. And you have the photos? Thanks. No, I didn't have you infiltrate the mob just to discover the locations of all the legal crap games in the city. I'll leave that to the police. Well, I had you take these photos because I have reason to believe that someone who attended this crap game that you are so graciously memorizing is involved in some serious racketeering. And my client is looking to put an end to that. Yeah, my client isn't too fond of the police. Thinks they're all corrupt, crooked, or some unsavory mix of the two. Hence why I have this job. Now, I just need to narrow down who's who. You're sure you got photos of everyone there? Every single player? Hey! No need to get snippy, I was just checking. No, I can't say I know who it is. I have my suspicions, but I think I'll keep those to myself until I'm certain. And I have some other evidence that needs cross-referencing with these photos. If I can't get a name from all that, I may ask you to play hostess for another mob get-together, if you're up to it, of course. Oh, you actually had fun? Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm sure your night was much more interesting than mine was. I didn't exactly have every mafioso in the city slobbering over me like someone did. No, I spent my night poring over evidence in my crammed little office, my only company being a bottle of whiskey and the Marlboro Man. Well, you have my thanks for the photos. I'll wire you your wages next week. Does that work for you? Good. Want me to walk you home? Oh yeah. We can stay out here for a little while. You know me, I'm no stranger to staying up all hours of the night. What's on your mind, sweetheart? Listen, like I told you before, you don't want to get involved in my line of work. What you're doing for me is already dangerous enough. I couldn't in good conscience let you dive deeper into whatever it is I've gotten myself into. I'm only one guy. There's only so much protection I can give you. It's safer for you if you're kept at arm's length from my affairs. My client, the one who hired me for this job, he's not wrong about the cops being crooked. If you piss off the wrong people, well, you may not get any recourse from the police. And that's putting it lightly. Do you hear what I'm saying? What? You can't be serious. Any excuse to spend more time with me, you say? Come on, Del. I'm a big boy. You can be straight with me. You sure? It's not just empty flattery? Really? You actually think I am? Yes. Oh. What was that for? Prove? Seriously? You actually think that way about me? Oh, God. Your hand. It's on my... Wait. Just stop for a second now. Are you sure that's really how you feel? You do want me? Not just kidding me? Fuck, sweetheart. Of course I want you. I've wanted you since the day you walked into my office. I never imagined you could be interested in me. You could have any man in the city. What need have you for some surly PI? What doesn't matter anymore? Just kiss me. Oh, you taste so good. Did you just bite me? little vixen you are. You really bit me. You better be careful with that mouth, doll. There's not much I can do for you with a busted lip. And... you do want my lips, don't you? Not there? What do you mean? What? Out here? Right here on the bench? Right now? Well, anybody could see us. Oh, keeping your skirt on doesn't really change how this looks. I know I said that this place was discreet. Oh fuck, I'm so hard for you. All right. Oh, it's almost pitch black out here. Anyways, aside from the street lights, and I'd be lying if I said that I haven't thought about this too. More often than I'm willing to admit. Oh, yes. Can I lift your skirt up? Fuck, you're not wearing anything under your skirt, are you? Oh, God. I can smell your pussy from here. Even out here in the open, your scent is intoxicating. Yes, just lean back on the bench for me. If I just open your legs. Yes, do that. If I just kiss up your legs like this. Oh, to your thighs. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. Oh, fuck. I really wish I could see you properly right now. Oh, I bet that pussy is just beautiful. Well, guess I'll have to see it with my tongue. Oh, fuck. You taste so sweet. That feels good for you. Licking. Sucking. Between your folds. Tasting your sweet honey. Your clit, it's poking out already. Happy to see me, I hope. How about if I suck it into my mouth? Between my lips. Swirl my tongue around it. Polishing it. I love the way you clench around me when I do that. And how you sound. Sweetest music I've ever heard. Yes. Oh, yes. Dig your nails into me. Leave your mark. I want to feel your claws digging into my shoulders. I want to see the bruises in the morning. You can pull my hair. Do that. Pull harder. I want you to guide my mouth to where you want my tongue. Just there. Just tell me what you need, and I'll give it to you. I want to make you feel good. That's all I want. I want to play your cunt like Charlie Parker plays the saxophone. Yes. Yeah, you feel it. Bringing you to climax. Do you want to slap me in my face? Yeah, do that. Use me, doll. Oh, yes, yes. Oh. I like it when you slap me. Oh, please, doll. Do you like it? Oh. I need you to come in my mouth. I need to taste it. Feel it run down my chin. I need to inhale every part of you. Get closer. Yes, doll. Yes. Getting closer, doll. Yes. Just grip my hair and let yourself go now. Give it to me, please. I wanna make you come. For me. Come for me now. Come on my tongue. Yes. Oh, so close. Yes. Come for me. Yes. Just a second. Yes, come for me. Now. Was that good for you, sweetheart? That's good. Oh, yeah. Oh, you came so hard. Yeah. I know. I'm still hard. I feel like I'm about to burst out of my pants, actually. Oh, yes. I would really love to continue this little rendezvous, but I think your noises might have traumatized those teenagers out there. I know. I don't want to end the night here either. How about we take this back to my apartment, huh? It's no beauty, but the bed is certainly more comfortable than this wooden bench. And I'll make you breakfast in the morning. Assuming you'll be staying the night, of course. Will you? Oh, I was hoping you would say that. Oh, fuck. I think I'm falling in love. Hey, do you know where I put those photos? Where? Can't find them. Fuck. I swear I left them here on the bench beside you. Oh, you have them. Good. Thanks. Wouldn't want to lose those, no. Well,
but it's uncomfortable.
Go then, sweetheart.
My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes.